lead up to the Shemayna Esrei. It's full of references to Hashem's track record, specifically in Mitzrayim. Moitzi Asirim, Paida Anovim, Va'ez Adalim, Va'ayne La'amo Be'shava Milav. Withdraws, they frees the captive, redeems the humble, helps the poor, answers his people when they cry out to him. This is a clear reference to Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim. The idea didn't just apply then, it applies now for all time. In order to be redeemed, we need the Koach HaTfila. In fact, the Pasuk says in Shmois, Peret Beis, Pasuk Chav Gimel, Vayihi bayamim harabim ahem. And it was during those many days, Vayamas Melech Mitzrayim, when the king of Egypt died. Vayamchu Bnei Yisrael min Avayda. And the Bnei Yisrael groaned because of the Avayda, the hard work. Vayizaku. And they cried out. Vatal Shavasa Mehalo Elikim min Avayda. The outcry, because of the work, went up to Hashem. Vayishma Elikim is Naakasa. Hashem heard their moaning. Hashem remembered his covenant, Savram, Esitzchak, Esyakov, with Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Vayar Likim, as Bnei Yisrael, Vayeda Likim. Hashem saw the Bnei Yisrael, Hashem knew. This is it. The beginning of the Geula, the redemption of Klal Yisrael, took place when Vayamchu Bnei Yisrael min Avayda Vayizaku, when they cried out, V'tal Shavasim Helikim, Hashem listens. He hears the groans. Says Rashi, Vayeda Elikim, and Hashem knew. Nasan Aleim Leiv Lehel Amenav. He paid attention to them. He didn't turn away. Nothing changed with the slavery of the Jewish people until they understood they needed to turn to Hashem in Tefillah. It was this turning point that set the wheels of Geula, of redemption, in motion. Even though this was a primal scream, because of the hardships, because of the labor, nonetheless, they had an address. They understood. There's only one place to turn. And therefore, regardless of our motivation, even if it's because things are hard, things are unbearable, and therefore we cry out because we're in pain and because we're suffering, if we're able to direct that cry, that scream, that moan, that groan to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to the Creator, to the Master of the Universe, everything changes. That was the turning point in Mitzrayim. And that's therefore what we mean in our davening. When we call out to him, he listens to us. Things change. Geula starts. Of course, everything is in Hashem's hands. But in reality, we need to kickstart the process of Geula by developing an awareness of Hashem, an awareness that He's the source, that He's in control, and to call out to Him. As we say in Asheri, Karav Hashem L'chol Kairav, Hashem is close to everyone that calls out to Him. Just one condition, L'chol Asher Yikru Be'emes. This is the way we prepare to daven, remembering His track record and the importance of our tefillah.